Good morning and welcome to STEP Connections Podcast, Episode 2. I'm Kiara and I'm joined by my fellow colleagues,
Alexa,
Brady,
Mackenzie,
Olivia,
and Mary.
We are excited to be joined by Mr. DeFusco today. Mr. DeFusco owns Mr. D's, which is a popular shop here in Wallingford. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us today, Mr. DeFusco. Without further ado, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's get this show on the road. Question one. Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Lowell, Massachusetts, which is just outside of Boston. My father followed General Electric to Bridgeport, Connecticut, where I lived for most of my life, most of my young life, in Trumbull. But I live here now in Cheshire, and I own the business here in Wallingford.
Has your family always supported your decisions?
Yes, they were excited, and they also thought that I had a very solid business plan, and they were 100% behind me.
Who was your biggest role model and why?
My biggest role model would have to be my older brother. He is a great guy, and he's very caring, he's a smart guy, and I learned a lot from him. And I'm very grateful that he's my bigger brother.
What are your interests and hobbies?
I love golf. I used to paint a lot, but I haven't painted in a long time, and I plan on getting back to that. And I like my two daughters. Those are my interests. Anytime I get to see them, because they're a little bit older now, always a special moment for me.
Now let's talk a little bit about your educational background.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go to high school?
Trumbull High, class of 1978.
Were you involved in any extracurricular activities?
Yeah, I was on the Italian club. I was involved in student government. I played baseball for Trumbull High School. I was active with the arts as well.
Did your education reach beyond high school?
Yes, I went to Sacred Heart University in Bridgeport, and I got a bachelor's of science in marketing.
Let's discuss your earlier career.
Sure.
Did you have any other jobs before you started this shop, and what was it?
Yeah, I was in the printing industry for several years. I was in the production part of the printing industry, managerial and sales. And then I decided to leave the private sector and open a toy store in Cheshire. And that was successful for about 10 years. And then when Amazon started to make inroads in my business, I decided to switch gears, and I came up with a new business plan, and that's how Mr. D was spawned. I did. I love the printing industry, and it tapped into my creative side, and it wasn't my choice to leave the industry. The industry changed. The advent of desktop publishing started to erode the business, and so I had no choice, but I did love it.
Now we would like to learn a little more about your current occupation.
How did you start this company?
You know, I came up with that business plan, and I began to search for a place, and I'm very fond of Wallingford, even though I don't live here. My mother-in-law lives here, so I've spent a lot of my time in Wallingford. I know it very well, and when the right location showed itself, I jumped on the opportunity. And I was able to, I have enough experience in the business world, and I have enough friends that could help me build out this space. And I employed an architect to come up with the wonderful design that we have here. And it took about 8 months for us to do it. But it's been a great journey.
What is a typical day like?
Well, this would be one of them, where I'm speaking to a bunch of young possible entrepreneurs and telling them about my experience. And then when I hang up the phone, I'll finish answering my emails, make sure that the store is ready to go for our customers. We open the doors at 10 o'clock. Hannah's icing the cupcakes right now. John's baking more. But the day varies. The day is the same, but yet it varies. But my day is filled with talking to customers and answering questions and delivering cupcakes. And so there's a lot, and that's what I like about it. Even though it's the same, it's different every day.
What do you love about your job?
I think the people. The people is, you know, I was asked that question not too long ago, and you know, it's. I think that you know, just trying to make money is not enough. I think that I like the interaction with people. I like to develop relationships with the community, and Wallingford allows me that. I have a lot of great relationships with some institutions in town, you know, like the library and some of the schools that are here. And I think that's what it's all about, is making more friends. And because at the end of the day, you know, if it's sunny out today, which it's going to be, I'm going to have a good day. If it's cloudy and rainy, customers don't always show up. So I don't want to make that, you know, like the barometer of how I feel. You know, it's I love people, and that's why I'm in this business.
Is there anything that you dislike about your job?
Cleaning the grease trap.
That's the worst, yeah.
What kind of opportunities has owning a storefront present you?
What kind of opportunities? Well, you know, I would say that it's the opportunity is solely rests on my shoulders. Nobody's walked through the door and offered me anything because I opened up the store. But I have the option of taking this business wherever I want. And people have asked me, why don't you have a truck, a cupcake truck? They've asked me if I wanted to expand. I've had calls from other, retail developers wanting me to open up stores in other towns. So I guess those would be the opportunities that still, you know, like await Mr. D's. And it's when I decide to pull the trigger on those, when I have enough people to help me do those things, then that's what I'll do then. So opportunity still exists here. We have not reached our full potential, and that's exciting.
Now we would like to discuss one of the most important topics of our interview, success.
Do you have any advice to give to someone looking to start a business?
Yes. I would when you come up with an idea and your friends and your family are telling you how excited they are for you and what a great idea it is, to take a step back from that, because you don't want to make a decision like this from the neck down. You want to make a decision from the neck up. You want to use your brain, you want to, and not use your heart. You don't want to make an emotional decision to open a business, because when you open a business, you have a lot of financial liability, right? You have a landlord that you have to pay rent to, and you probably had to take out money, so you're going to own the bank money, and you have all these kind of commitments. So you want to make sure, too, that you have enough money that if you do not succeed, it will not bankrupt you. It'll hurt, but it's not going to bankrupt you. And you have to have a way to be able to pay back anybody who you owe money. So make a decision from the neck up.
What mistakes have you made on your path to success?
What mistakes? I'm probably doubting myself, maybe lacked some confidence in what I was doing. And that's what happens when you're new. Or maybe getting involved in product or product line that is not in your purview, which is not in your wheelhouse, not your strength. You kind of get pulled in too many different directions instead of staying focused on what you do well. Maybe some mistakes. Yeah. I don't know. I know I've made a few out there. I'm just trying to think if there was anything. Maybe over committing to customers at times, under delivering. You should never do that. You should always give less expectation and over deliver. So I learned not to be a people pleaser and to tell people what they want to hear, but tell people actually what I can do. And you learn that early on. You can't please everybody all the time.
That's true.
What is your definition of success?
These are tough questions, guys. I would say that has evolved over time, and I would say right now I'm successful because I don't always have to be a Mr. D. I've been able to hire and train skilled workers that can do the job without me. Yes, I do play an important role here, but my success is that I can actually take the time and talk to you guys, and I can have that freedom. And because when you own your own business, you can't be an absentee owner. You have to be here and you have to work alongside your employees. People expect to see the owner in a small business like this. And I'm very fortunate that I still love what I do and I have a passion for what I do. But I can also get away. I can take a vacation. I can go play golf for the afternoon. I can come in late. Not all the time, but if I schedule it properly. So my success comes from that Mr. D's is a business model that I could also somebody walked in the door and was interested in buying this place, that I could show them a place that actually makes money. There's a big difference between being able to sell something and sell something and make money on it. So I've brought Mr. D's to a point where it's sellable. Anybody interested?
Still saving our pennies. All right, go ahead.
Are there any other questions we would like to ask Mr. DeFusco?
Yes, there is. If you had the chance to do your life all over again, would you want to pursue another job or stay with a business?
Well, it said in my future occupations in my high school yearbook to be a teacher. And I've always wondered how that got derailed. But you know what? I don't have any regrets, and I do not wish to change the past, because if I did, then I wouldn't be standing here with you guys. I wouldn't have Mr. D's. I'm very content. I like what I have. I always could have made some changes along the way, but that's part of living. It's part of growing up. It's part of learning. There's always a value in making those mistakes, because then you learn from them. So, wouldn't change a thing.
What's your favorite dessert to make?
Apple crisp. We make a delicious apple crisp, and I've been helping Hannah make it lately, and it is delicious. You have to come in, let us serve you up some apple crisp. We're gonna heat it up for you. And we're going to put some vanilla ice cream on top, and it's the best.
Mr. DeFusco, thank you for taking the time to be with us today. We would also like to thank our listeners for tuning in to today's broadcast. Have a wonderful rest of your day.